From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Cowboy Clopas. I have roamed this wide world over, been contented and carefree. Then I met you, loved and lost you, down in Nashville, Tennessee. Kept my head with all the others, kept my heart all fancy free. Then I met you, loved and lost you, down in Nashville, Tennessee. And a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, let's tell the folks what's in store.
And positively, Copas, we're having a visit from Cousin Minnie Pearl.
The old Hickory Singers are on hand.
There's the piano playing of Miss Del Wood.
And the great guitar picking of Chester Adkins.
And Copas, I believe you invited some guests over tonight.
Well, I'll say I did, Grant. Three of the prettiest gals you ever did see. Those terrific record makers, Nita, Rita, and Ruby. Yeah! Well, we're going to have the old Hickory Singers step in here and keep things going with some real fine harmony on a good old tune, Waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Here they are.
Way down on the levee, in old Alabama, there's Grampy and Granny, there's Ephraim and Sammy, on a moonlight night. You can find them all while they are waiting, the bangles are singing. What's that they're saying? Why they keep playing? I'm humming and swaying. It's a good cheer. Robert E. Lee that come to carry the cotton away. Watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, Rita. Go down to the levee. I said to the levee and join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song. It's simply great, mate, waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Watch them shuffling along, see them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, Rita, go down to the levee. I said to the levee, and join that shuffling throng. See that music and song, it's simply great.
Which pocket is best for a fellow to carry his pipe in?
Depends on the fella and his duds, Grant. But one thing's sure, a lot of fellas are packing a tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco right along with their pipe, no matter what pocket it's in.
And that's only natural, because PA is America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Cool and comfortable, mild and tasty, pipe full after pipe full.
Well, why don't you tell the folks why, Grant?
Well, nature in her own sure way put the flavor in PA, and Prince Albert's own special process, perfected over a period of nearly 50 years, holds and heightens the mellow ripe goodness of fine tobacco. PA is crimp cut, too, so it packs neat and firm in your pipe, smokes smooth and long burning all the time.
And the ladies always have a smile of approval for Prince Albert's clean, fresh aroma.
Fellas, whether you smoke a pipe or a making cigarette, always carry Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke.
By golly, there's no better way to brighten things up than a visit from three pretty gals. So what do you say, friends? Let's welcome a fine new trio of country music singers, Nita, Rita, and Ruby. Get up! Girls, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Copeland.
Now, I tell you, I'm not going to hog everything here and take up a lot of good time talking to you. I'll just sort of get out of the way and let the folks listening and look at you if you'll tell us what you're going to do.
Well, we'd like to do
our new RCA Victor version
of Whose Baby Are You?
Well, sing it real pretty, girls. Their feelings about religion and life so well. A lot of you folks know the sacred song that we've picked tonight, and we hope you like the way we do, When Jesus Beckons Me Home. What will my answer be? What can I say when Jesus calls? That will ever repay the wonderful love he has shown. Day follows night, night follows day.
I know that Jesus will never forsake. His love will find a way. He'll bridge the stream if his hand I will take. So when he calls, what can I say?
Thank you, friends. Thanks a lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Copas, do you know what accounts for Prince Albert's tremendous popularity among Macon cigarette smokers?
Well, I reckon it's because of PA's natural flavor and real easy rolling tobacco.
Right. Prince Albert is certainly easy to roll. PA is crimp cut, so it doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. The fine choice tobacco stays put, just like Prince Albert's wonderful natural flavor.
It's PA's own special process that takes care of that, fellas.
Yes, this process locks in the mellow, ripe tobacco goodness and keeps it there. So make your next Macon smoke with mild, tasty Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Nature in her own sure way put the flavor in PA. Try Prince Albert, you'll agree it's tobacco as nature meant the back of the bee.
Well, everybody at the Grand Ole Opry knows that sound. It's Miss Dale Wood chugging along on Dream Train. Miss Dale, thank you a whole lot. Well, sir, believe it or not, tomorrow is the beginning of Save the Horse Week. Now, we didn't just make that up. The news came to us from a friend of ours who talks to horses. In fact, she'll talk to anybody or anything that'll listen. Her name is Cousin Minnie Pearl!
In better condition than it was. You know, I had a bad cold, and I nearly died.
Is that right?
Yes. I went to the doctor, and he gave me some medicine, and it liked to kill me.
Oh.
It wasn't the medicine hurt me. It was the directions on the bottle.
Yeah.
It said, take it 2 nights of running and skip a night.
Oh, no.
That is bad. Them nights, yeah. I took it a running.
Yeah.
Ooh, them nights I had to take it a skipping, that liked to kill me. And me not well, too, at that time. Well, Sir Copas, now that it's time to go back to school, I've decided I might go back to school myself.
You go back to school?
Yes. I'll tell you a secret. The teacher at Grinder's Switch this year is a man.
Oh, is that right?
I think I'll go back to school.
Well, yes. I'll tell you, Minnie. Now, if you do decide, make up your mind that you're going back to school, there's just one thing.
Yeah?
You're going to have to scrub your ears and neck.
Scrub my ears and neck?
That's right.
I don't know about the first part, but I'd like the last part of that. Who am I going to neck with, Colfoot?
Don't look at me.
Well, sir, though, I tell you, my brother, you know, we have had an awful hard time trying to get him through the school.
Is that right?
We burned down one, never did get him out of it. And, you know, a fella come by the other day, said, why don't you get him an encyclopedia?
Is that right?
Yeah, Mammy said, why not do it? You let him walk to school like the rest of them children. Mammy said, he's too big to ride one of them things anyway. Well, sir, though, that brother of mine, Copus, he has nothing but trouble.
Is that right?
See, he was writing to a girl that lives over at Shady Grove.
He was?
That ain't fur from Grinder Switch. That's just a bat a hoop in the hollow over the way, see?
Over there, Benogi, too.
Yeah. And he was writing to this girl at Shady Grove. He's been writing to her more than anybody.
Oh, is that right?
Sometimes two or three letters a week.
Oh.
I said to him this morning, I said, brother, I guess you're about ready to marry that girl you've been writing to so often over at Shady Grove. He said, no, said, you know, that mailman was coming in there so often, she fell in love with him, and she's going to marry the mailman.
Oh, no.
Oh, he was so pitiful. Uncle Nabob was there this morning when he was talking about getting married. He said, oh, I wouldn't worry so much about getting married, brother. He said, marriage is kind of like getting in a hot tub of water. After you get used to it, it ain't so hot.
Yeah.
Uncle Nabob said marriage is just like a poker game. Said it takes a pair to start it. He shows her diamonds. She calls his bluff, and they end up with a full house. Well, you know, I tell you, talking about school, Copus, I was down in Florida this past week working with Rodley Brassfield. You know Mr. Brassfield,
I know
don't
Mr.
You?
Brassfield.
Oh, I love Rodley. I wouldn't trade him for a blue-nosed mule.
I wouldn't.
And he was telling me about when he was a young feller going to school.
Yeah.
He said that he got up one day and writ on the blackboard, Rod Brassfield can kiss better than any boy in this room.
He did?
Yes, and the teacher kept him in after school. She did.
Well, what did she do to him?
Well, she learned him. Rod said she learned him one thing.
What was that, Minnie?
It pays to advertise. Before I go, Copus, I don't usually tell this, but when I was going to school, I found out one day that the boys and girls were playing a hugging and kissing game.
They was.
And I went to the teacher about that.
Well, I don't blame you for going to the teacher and stopping that nonsense.
Stop it? Yep. I wanted to get in on it. Right, I'll see you next.
Ah, that's our gal Saturday, and she's the reason Grand Ole Opry is so much fun. And now here's a good reason why the Opry is really great to listen to. It's Nita, Rita, and Ruby again, friends, to sing a very beautiful song, Pledging My Love.
Always and forever, I'll love just you. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. Make this fire in my soul, dear, forever burn. My heart's at your command, dear, keep love. My days, I'll never part from you and your loving ways. I'll never part from you and your loving way.
Thank you, girls. We really enjoyed your songs. Fine. And now to clear up a little misunderstanding, Chester Adkins does not have 15 fingers. It just sounds that way. Chester, sound that way on Old Man River, buddy.
Folks, it's been discovered that most automobile accidents happen because of childish impulses to show off. Yes, that's a fact. The desire to defy authority and let off steam. Those are the things that cause us to ignore safety rules and get into accidents. So today, with America's highways more than ever jammed with cars, please drive like grown-ups. Careless driving is kid stuff.
Thanks, Grant. That's mighty good advice. And now I'd like to call on Ernie Newton and Kathy Copas to come out and help me do our brand new King record release. We think it's a real pretty song, and we hope you friends will enjoy the way we sing it for you. It's titled Blue Yesterday. I was blue yesterday. Like tomorrow, I'll be blue some more. My worries have just started. My love walked out the door. She told me she was leaving and she won't be back no more.
Blue yesterday.
Just for me.
dear. And from then on I fell. But when we reached the river of love so deep and wide, you wouldn't cross it with me. You stayed on the other side.
We hope you enjoyed yourselves enough to come back and visit with us again next week. I tell you what, we'll send the old buckboard to your house to pick you up. And be on the lookout for George Morgan, because he'll be up in the driver's seat along with all of the Carlisles. Till that time, this is Cowboy Copa saying thanks for everything, neighbors, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Why do so many smart smokers make the big switch to Cavaliers?
Because Cavaliers let you enjoy your smoke two ways. You feel the lightness, the easygoing smoothness in every puff, and you get the rich, welcome taste of Cavaliers' fine tobaccos.
Feel and taste. Light up a Cavalier and feel the smoothness of the smoke. Taste the richness of the flavor. That's the two-way smoking enjoyment you get with king-size Cavaliers.
And here's another important reason. Cavalier is making so many friends among smart smokers. You get extra value in king-size Cavaliers. Yes, remember, there's been no increase in the price of Cavaliers. Cavalier gives you all the extras. Extra length, extra flavor, and extra value at no extra cost.
Pick up a carton of king-size Cavalier cigarettes today. You'll agree that Cavalier is right for you because Cavalier gives you two-way smoking enjoyment with every puff. Smooth feel, rich taste. That's a Cavalier.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.